Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 123. Prayer. I lift up my eyes to you, whose throne is in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant. Psalm 123. Well, you can see it's about prayer. The psalmist is in trouble. Verse 3. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt. Verse 4. We have endured much ridicule from the proud. We have endured much contempt from the arrogant. You can hear his complaint. He's in trouble. He's been shown contempt. He's been ridiculed. He's been laughed at. The proud have mocked him, and he feels it, and it hurts him. So what does he do? Well, verses 1 and 2, he instinctively turns to prayer. I lift up my eyes to you, to you whose throne is in heaven. In his contempt, in the contempt that people are showing him, in the ridicule that he's suffering, in the mocking. I look to you as the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God. And what does he want? Well, he says it over and over again, mercy, mercy, mercy. He's looking for mercy, verse 2. As he's looking there, that the Lord will show us his mercy. And again in verse 3, have mercy on us. O Lord, have mercy on us. How does he pray? Well, he tells us by way of illustration, I lift up my eyes to you. He's looking up. He's looking up to the one who sits in heaven on his throne. He's looking to the sovereign God. And he's looking as a slave might look to the hand of the master. He's looking as a maid might look to the hand of her mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us his mercy. What's his attitude? Well, it's deference, it's reverence, it's expectancy. He's longing for it. He's obedient. He's got that sense of trust and dependence, that respect for God, that reverence for God, that true fear of God. He's a servant. He's a maid, as it were. He's a handmaid. He's looking expectantly, not because he claims or because he doesn't like that word. He doesn't use that word. He's pleading for mercy. I don't like the word claim. I know the hymn writers use it, but I'm not keen on it. I like the word plead. He pleads for mercy. He looks for mercy. He's not talking about his deserts. He's not talking about what he's worthy of. Oh, I've done this for you, Lord, and I think it's only fair that you do this for me. No. He's looking for free, sovereign, gracious mercy. And he's looking with reverence and fear. None of this happy chap thing, this friendliness, this kind of arrogance with God, this kind of telling God what to do. I know the Lord does that, as though he's a little beck and call man. No. I'm looking up to the Lord, my eyes to you whose throne is in heaven. Well, it's a model for me. It's a challenge for me. It's about time I got down to this kind of spirit. Unbeliever, do you know what you need? Mercy. Free, sovereign, gracious mercy. And there's only one place you'll find it. Allah hasn't got it. All the atheists haven't got it. I'll tell you where you'll find it, and only one place. That's through Christ, in Christ, by God, by the Spirit. Look to Christ. That's where you'll find God's mercy. Mercy and truth, righteousness and peace, they've all kissed each other, says the psalmist. And where they kissed each other? In the cross of Christ. Not my deserts, but free, sovereign mercy. Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my tongue, the theme of my song. Without thy free mercy, I could not live here. The door of thy mercy stands open all day to the poor and the needy who knock by the way. So knock, friend, and taste and find and enjoy this free, gracious, all-powerful, all-covering mercy of God. Amen.